historically, if you're subsidizing a large sewer pipeline, then it's got to be back.
We're trying. We need to get them done. You want me to have something?
That's not what I mean.
What score?
So we're back. We don't know what the score. What is it?
Houston 43-34.
Okay, second quarter.
43-34, who's favorite?
We really are going to try to get out of here by 8:30, which is going to be a race. So please, people, stay pointed with your remarks. If you have a brainstorm at midnight tonight about the question you have, send it to Spencer by 9 o'clock tomorrow morning.
So when you wake up in the morning, you got a brilliant thought, or you had it during the middle of the night. You can email me during the middle of the night too. So
you know what I do when I wake up.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll call
you. But
we need it by 9 o'clock because we're going to compile the list and get it out to people, and the department head had until Friday afternoon to respond.
So right. Yeah. So we have a pretty short window.
Patricia wanted to say something. Ask something about contingency.
Just real quick, when I had put on there about grants. The other component to that was that some grants, you have to have a contingency, a reserve, a savings account, and so I wanted to have more explanation on that.
So the grant match?
It's like what we discussed in the infrastructure.
That's right.
So around grants.
Yes. Around grants, yes. There was an issue we discussed.
Okay. So we're on page 41.
Before we move on, Jen, I'm sorry. North Side River Renewal Restricted, can you just provide an explanation just so we know what that means? It's a new category.
What page are you on?
Page 40, Restricted Fund, North Side River Renewal. Just a clarification as to what that means. Right, but when it's restricted, that means that maybe it's going to be used for something in particular. So.
Yes.
That 270.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, the next funds coming up, I think just look at the blue sheets on these. These are the various, starting with the debt fund.
Page number.
Page 41. These are the bonded debt funds, and again, this shows the source of revenue. The first one, 201, is the bonded debt fund. It shows the expenditures and shows the balance. Some of these funds, we have to maintain certain reserves in order to make the next year's payment, and the budget is structured in a way to do that. The next one is on page 45.
Ralph?
Yes, Ralph?
Quick question. I realize you have to have reserves on those funds, and my question is, are we trying to minimize the ending fund balance down to that level?
No, it's just that the bond document that Sal, when the sale goes through, it's part of the bond document itself. It'll state the reserve requirements. Like, for instance...
Yeah, the question, though, is, are these reserves matching what we need? Or is there more money in here than what we need?
We'll have to check
that's
that out.
That's a Wednesday question. Yeah, but in other words, can we use the money for something else? Right.
Page
45 is the next one. These are... proprietary debt funds, proprietary debt is from the water and sewer fund, and these are typically they're covered by transfers from the funds. So these are kind of rate paid funds versus the first one, which were tax paid funds.
Laura?
I need a little clarification. The transfer out, transfer in under other sources and uses. The numbers are parentheses, and from what I used to know, it was a deficit. So what does that mean, that those numbers are parentheses?
So a question on the transfer in.
Yeah, well, actually, the parentheses are showing them as a transfer. Bob, you're going to see this all the way through, so you need an explanation of that.
Yeah, okay.
Well, the parentheses are, it's a negative.
The transfers out would represent a negative figure. The transfers in
actually.
Or did you say opposite?
Yes, the opposite.
That is.
All right, because it's a revenue debit credit versus expenditure debit, and so. It's showing a difference, because if it was two positive figures, it would assume you were adding them together. So you have to show one bracket and the other not, so you net it out.
Okay.
I see, okay.
The next one is on page 48, which is general debt fund 203. Yeah, blue sheets. Then the next set of funds are back to operating funds. The first one is the Public Works Fund 301. And then we'll go to the white pages quickly on this. On page 53, this is a fund that was established. You can see there's no history in the 2011-12 year. This is a fund that was created to pull together the Public Works Administration and the other public works expenses in one cost center, including engineering. So the first cost center is administration, which is on page 53. The second cost center starts on page 55, which is engineering. The next cost center starts on page 57, which is street maintenance. And those are the cost centers within that public works account.
Sure.
Is that the fund that we would find the money that's possibly set aside for the Cheryl project, the bicycle
center? That's going to be in the street fund. So that'll be coming up.
Okay. And is wayfinding also?
Wayfinding is in room tax.
Okay.
Room
tax. The next fund starts on page 60 as a cover sheet. And again, we'll quickly come through these pages. But these are the street funds. And again, the first line items are the revenues coming into the street funds. And then that's broken down into the street maintenance expenses, which are on the bottom of page 61.
On temporary employment service, that's crept up on page 62.
Okay.
So there was a question. You want the clarification on that?
Yeah,
okay.
The next group of funds are in this category are the storm drain maintenance activities, and this includes things like catch basin maintenance, street sweeping, and those sorts of activities.
Page 64.
Yep, 64.
On 64, the total materials and services is up substantially, and I just wonder what the explanation was.
Which line item, Ralph?
It would have been
the whole for the
total for materials and services for the fund.
Oh, okay.
There may have been some things were in other funds last year. So.
That was in the street fund?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Page 64, the first total line.
The 454?
Yeah.
737, what about it?
Well, compared to last year, where it was 326048.
Oh, so you want to know what the
difference is?
What makes that up?
Yeah, why is it jumping by 25%?
Okay. The next fund is starts on with cover sheet on page 67.
So
water fund and
Did we get Chuck's question about the Cheryl's?
That's out of the tourism.
Okay.
We'll list that as a question just to just so that we don't forget it.
Yeah, two separate.
Cheryl's and wayfinding is two separate issues.
Yes.
Yeah.
Also on page 66, the same questions I had. Why is the storm drain maintenance up such a substantial amount?
What's this last four digit number?
There's no number, it's the total.
It's the total.
Page 66.
Two-thirds of the way down a page, total storm drain maintenance.
Okay.
427, I got it, 696.
Yeah, the biggest issue up front is in capital equipment acquisition is a new street sweeper, which is on the equipment list that you'll see. That's 220,000 of that amount, so. Is that sufficient for that one, or did you want?
Yes.
Okay. The next fund starts on in detail sheets on page 68, and that's the water fund. The first set of accounts on the top of the page are the revenues for the water account, and then the water plan is the first departmental account that follows. So the water plant runs on page 68, 69, 70, and ends the totals on the top of page 71. Any questions regarding the water revenues or water plant?
I'll bring up my question.
Yeah. Okay.
Under water user charges, when I was on the infrastructure task force, we talked about briefly the idea that water rates, the way water usage is calculated, was kind of upside down. In that, in this day of conservation, our structure is we charge users. The more they use, the cheaper it gets. And that's kind of contrary to a conservation attitude. If we were to do something to reorganize our water rates, we could use some of that increased revenue to help support some of the lower income folk who are going to be having a hard time going forward paying those $100 a month water bills. And I was just thinking about that and thought I'd throw that out.
I think people at this point might let their hoses run up just off the dock like they do now. Yeah,
so I guess the question is a continued discussion about the water rates.
Yeah, I've got two items actually on that one. One is water rate structure. The second issue is subsidy for low income.
You might as well throw water deposits in there too, since there was a
letter on it.
That's one letter, but multiple complaints.
Okay. Anything else on the revenues or the water filtration plant? The next cost center that's active is the water distribution, which is starts on the page, bottom of page 71. This is the maintenance of the distribution system, including lift stations, or not lift stations, but booster stations and other parts of that water system that get water from the water plant to individual homes. The next category of funding starts which you see no activity here because we'll be covering those during the capital outlay budget discussion, which will be at the end of the budget for the capital outlay. And then there's water non-departmental costs on page 76, which are just general costs that aren't allocated out to any of those specific functions as distribution, water plant, and so on.
I have a question back on 73. 73. It's just, it's one of those small tools kind of things, but vehicle fuel and other liquids, you get it, almost a $5,000 increase. And that's, again, that's not limited to just the waterfront. There's a couple other ones that did the same sort of thing. The question is, how come?
Yeah. Middle page 76, last four, 6228, taxes, leases, fees paid. It might be a very
simple. That's that 5% that goes to the general fund.
The fee in lieu of.
Okay.
And that issue is already on the
list.
That's
the fee in lieu of, okay.
Yeah.
So this is where it's coming out of. It showed up in the general fund.
That's the water fund.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I
ask my question?
Other questions on water? The next set of pages are started on page 79 as far as the detail sheets, and that's the wastewater fund. Again, the first set of accounts are the revenue funds for wastewater. And the same issues would apply with wastewater as water, yeah, as far as rate structure and those sorts of things. The first operational budget is for the wastewater treatment plant, which is on the bottom of page 79. That ends, totals of that ends on the top of page 82. The next set of funds starts on page 82, and that's for wastewater collections, and this is basically the collection system for getting wastewater from the homes to the wastewater treatment plant, including a whole bunch of lift stations that are scattered throughout the city to get water up the various canyons that exist through the community.
Chuck has a question on page.
Well, on the wastewater collections, over the years we've talked about the INI, the infiltration and inundation issue that causes the sewer plant to have to operate at a higher level when water gets into the system. And I wondered what would be possible to get an update if we're improving in that area, or if there's still kind of a citywide issue there.
Yeah, we'll see if we can get you an update on that. There still is an issue. We've kind of identified the issue. We're starting to, you know, with projects going forward, starting to try to address some of those.
And some have been done already.
Yeah.
The question I had back on page 79 for the sewer user charges, where's the infrastructure fee showing up? Because that's the fourth component.
That's what's coming up in the capital.
Okay, got it. Thanks.
Yep.
Okay.
Again, with the wastewater capital projects, we'll cover those at the end of the detail pages here. The next fund is the line undergrounding fund. This is revenue that comes in from the utility company for future projects of placing lines underground. Basically, it's set up as a contingency reserve. If there was a major project coming forward that we could participate in, you could use funds from this fund to help put utility lines underground.
Yeah.
The next fund, I think we look at the blue sheet, is on page 89. And these are the SDC funds. These are set up for, again, you can see most of this on the front page. If you look at the bottom of page 89, the blue sheet, you can see where the reserves are for these funds. Now, where these funds have there's a formula for utilizing them for projects. They're primarily used to deal with capacity issues on a general nature within the community. If we're enlarging water main or a sewer main to deal with capacity issues, there's an eligibility percentage that can be taken out of these funds.
Ralph? Question on page 89, very first line, the fees. There's a tremendous increase, obviously, from last year to this year. Just one justification.
Yeah, I think that's a project. There's not a rate increase in the fees here. I think that's a projection based on the projects that are, we expect will happen next year. So if those projects don't materialize, those fees will be less than that amount.
That doesn't make sense.
What's that?
I said that doesn't make sense.
What doesn't make sense?
Well, you said this is fees, which means revenue. Mm-hmm. So project.
These aren't our projects. These are private development that occurs, and they have to pay the, the development fees to the city. So that calculation is based on the...
So many things, maybe a couple of big projects.
Correct. And so it's based on what's anticipated happening with those private developments coming up this next year.
Doesn't make sense.
It would be interesting to know what the projections are based on.
What they, I guess the question is, what are the projections based on?
Okay, we can bring it back.
He's showing a lot of contingencies just
on the building.
And like I said, I think everything is pretty well explained on the blue page for that fund. I think we can go to the next blue page, which is the page 95. And then we'll actually flip over to the detail pages. First is the Parks and Recreation 401. Again, the first set of pages are the fees for Parks and Rec. And revenues that are charged for this particular fund.
Just a general comment on the Rec Department. Prohiba didn't pay me to say this, but I think we're kind of thin, especially in the sports programs and the 60-plus activities and some of those. And if we can find a way to put a little more money into those, I think we can find a way to come back.
Then from a staffing standpoint, or then from a...
Well, the overall program.
And
programs
are driven by staffing.
Yeah, it could be either or. But I just think we get a big bang for the buck there, and we're a little thin on some of those. We'll fill us out.
Okay.
Thank
you. Other issues with the revenues for Parks and Rec? Under the breakdown of expenses, page 98 is the administration for Parks and Rec. We've got a series of pages now that are closed because park maintenance was shifted out of this fund to the general fund and shifted over to public works. The 60-plus activity center is on the bottom of page 101. And that runs through top of page 103. The swimming pool starts on the bottom third of page 103 and runs to the middle of 105. And again, this is operations. The capital outlay is a separate issue for the swimming pool. The recreation center starts on the bottom of page 105 and runs through, the totals are on the top, very top of page 108. Recreation programs is the next one, starts on page 108 and runs through the bottom of near the bottom of page 109.
Do we have any contingency on the pool if we have another issue?
There's some revenue or some expenses built into anticipating some problems with the pool. And there's a contingency also in the recreation fund that could be utilized for that purpose.
I do have a question since we are talking about the pool, and that is, has there been any projections for operational cost on the new pool? Has any planning been done?
Yeah, that's something I don't know. I'll see what the information is there.
And the reason I bring that up is because at the infrastructure task force, can't remember the name of it, there was a comment made that if and when that bond passes, there was a great concern that the operational costs would be a burden to the general fund. And so knowing that and knowing that we have to really cut back on a lot of things, I'm just curious if the city staff or you or
things would have put in. I have not yet. I'm sure there was some work done. There are some savings by eliminating a separate building. There are some efficiencies in staffing because you might be able to utilize one gatekeeper for both buildings. But I know there's been some discussion on it, but I don't know anything other than that there's been some discussion on it. We'll see what we've got.
Anything else?
I've got a question. So, Professor, I just want to go back to pages 96 and 97 with the revenue. So I was comparing the transfers from the general fund, your room tax, into the pool, into these different programs, but there's a big difference on page 96 for administration transfers. It jumps from 73,000 last year to 286 this year.
That's basically the, what line are you on?
Page 96, 4616. Or the total. Well, the transfer from general fund, 4606, jumps from 50,000 to 265.
Well, there's a couple things that are happening with these numbers. First of all, the contribution to Parks and Rec is going up because last year it was budgeted for about $170,000 reduction in fund balance. So the last year it wasn't, the expenditures were exceeding the revenues, but.
So if you look at page 9, okay. Yeah. So on page 96 and 97, there's several breakdowns for the transfer from the general fund to the and the room tax fund into the Parks and Rec fund. There's about four of them. Most of them are the same from the prior year except for that one. I'd just like to get a comprehensive look at how much subsidy is going into the Parks and Rec fund from the room tax fund and the general fund.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And a comparison to last year and why the difference. Maybe Jim would have to explain that if he's here next week.
Yeah, well, we can explain it. We just have to add it up, but it's easier to do in an organized way. So,
whatever.
Yeah, I can do it in a disorganized way now, but staring at me.
So. I don't need it now. I just want to give you a clarification as to what I'm looking for next week.
We have 25 minutes left.
Okay.
Anything else on rec?
The question was on the contingency fund on page 110. In the Parks and Rec Fund, there's a $128,000 contingency fund in addition to whatever expenses are built into the line items. Leaping ahead, someone tells me to leap back. The next budget is the Airport Fund 402, and the first item is the resources for the and revenues for the airport fund. We're projecting going forward a significant reduction in fuel sales this year for two reasons. One is we've had the Coast Guard utilizing our fuel system for the airport this year, which bumped it up well above what was projected for the existing year. They anticipate having their fuel tanks repaired, so it's going to bring it down. Secondly, when the main runway is under construction, we're going to lose jet traffic at the airport, and that's some of our big customers. So again, we're projecting those fuel revenues and fuel expenses to be down quite a bit as a result of construction.
I think the airport budget, first of all, I recognize that Spencer is taking a look into the management and operation of the airport, so what we see today may change during this coming year.
Now, this is basically funded at a as-is basis. I do have a report going ultimately to the council on the airport management issues, and so this is kind of a placeholder budget as far as the staffing levels. Everything's funded at current levels. In the operation.
So my comment is, I think everybody should still look at what's in here before next Wednesday, because I feel personally that we could reduce this budget in excess of $100,000 from where it is and still have a safe and efficient airport. That would make that money available to other programs that you've already identified, you will continue to identify. And I think safely and efficiently, and I'd like to discuss that next Wednesday, rather than going through each line item here tonight.
And that's all, and that's the airport.
Okay. Other airport questions? We did, we used to keep separate accounts for FBO and operations. We combined those into one set of accounts because it didn't make any sense to have two separate operations at this point. So the city's running both of them. Other questions on the airport?
Just based on Ralph's, the transfers from the general fund and the room tax fund, I'd just like to make that part of that discussion with the Parks and Rec, because these are, you know, the two funds in which those transfers are fairly heavy.
Okay. Next budget is the room tax fund, which is fund 403, and the first line items are the anticipated revenues for the room tax fund. And then beyond that is the appropriation of funding directly out of the room tax fund. One thing that I failed to point out to you in the our earlier meeting is that historically all the money has come into the room tax and then has been appropriated out to the general fund, 54% and 36% to the room tax. We'll keep 46%. At Bob's suggestion, instead of having all that money go into the room tax fund now, because if we end up getting an imbalance between the 46 and 54% split, that we, as we receive the taxes, they're going forward, they're being allocated out based on that percentage directly to the room tax fund and then directly to the general fund. Mm-hmm. Tax, that way they'll always be in balance. And we aren't going to inadvertently transfer more or less funds from one fund to the other. So,
a question: when did the part of the room tax was to pay for the 98 or 99 bonds? And that wouldn't be split between anything 54, 56. All of it went to pay for bonds.
I can give you an answer. Well,
we'll.
Okay, 6 years ago, when we actually created the municipal code that has a 54-46 split, that was based on the 2003 state law. Gary Firestone, our city attorney, went through all the former allocations, and it's still happening, Don, but it's now in that overall 54-46 split, but it's part of what is encompassing that percentage. But this was done 6 years ago, back in 07-08.
Okay, but I remember that, but we, because of tourism impact, right, as we put 1% of room tax on the treatment plan.
The municipal code revised those former ordinances back in 06-07. So you have to go back through the history, and maybe Spencer can go through that with you. I mean, I can do it as well if you want to.
Yeah, the portion of the room tax does go to the wastewater plant to cover those bonds. So that's
again, there was a complete overhaul of the let me finish, Dan, please. There was a complete overhaul of the ordinances about 6 years ago, which will address your issue if we can go into more detail later.
Okay.
Yeah, but we'll discuss that allocation so that you know how it's being allocated.
One question. Who decides how much the room tax is going to be? See, I get a little bit irritated when I have to go to a motel room in other parts of the state, and I get nicked for about 25% more than what people pay here.
The room tax is set by the council.
We set it.
The rate.
And so 1% is from state.
Okay.
An add-on of 1% under state law.
So it's ours plus 1%?
9.5% is ours, 1% is the state's, 10.5% total for the city.
Okay. Any other questions on the room tax?
So, Spencer?
Yes.
On 121, relative to what Chuck was asking earlier, about two-thirds of the way down on page 121, there's a signage at $10,000. And and you thought that that was the...
That's the wayfinding.
That's the wayfinding that Chuck was asking about before. What I did not find in here anyplace so far was a commitment to Sherrill's that we talked about.
I think the Sherrill's is in the 15,000 that the council commits, and I think that's in the street funds, but I've got a note on that, and we'll tell you.
Yeah, we definitely want to identify that.
Yep. It's in the capital projects.
Oh, it's in the capital projects fund.
Okay.
So we're coming up to it.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Ralph? On page 121, how come we're paying liability insurance on the tax?
Because we're paying for the pack in the back, and a lot of the expenses come out for those kind of benefits.
We discovered something that maybe missing, which is a good miss, because it's, but we'll let you know next Wednesday.
Spencer, on page 121, services provided by general fund, can you just expand on what services are being provided by the general fund for the room tax related items?
Yeah, basically that's the collection, that's the administration of, you know, when we have grant programs, that's the work that's being done by other activities such as the parks and so on that are kind of general support things for those sorts of things. But there's a general schedule which we saw the revenues coming from all the funds. This this pays a part of that to the general fund
okay,
as well.
Thanks.
So on building inspection, page
22. Building inspection is a fund where all the building fees come into this fund, and then the expenses for building official and building permit issues come out of this operational fund. And this is where we have an allowance in the event that our current building official retires to hire a new full-time building official. This is a self-supported fund.
Doesn't look like it's self-supported.
Well, it's got some fund balance, and with the what happens is it's all dictated based on the number of building permits issued, and so during down times we draw on fund balance, during up times the fund balance is built up in this fund. So, and then as you look at the building permits issued in my report earlier, we've got two fairly light years of new construction.
So they're looking for a 30% growth this coming year, which again seems off.
Yeah, that'll tie into the SBCC discussion as well. So. But 30% growth on the very limited growth that's occurred in the last 2 years doesn't take as much as you think. So
Spencer, just to clarify, the department's requested to put more in contingency unless in unappropriated, but you changed that or reversed it. Is that correct, based on what I'm seeing on 125?
Yeah, and we're trying to follow our okay. contingency program, so doesn't need to be the contingency.
Okay.
And on the revenue, should those be fees or fines? Miscellaneous fines and interest. On page 123.
You know, Linda?
I think the fees, anything? I don't think that they're that many lotteries.
Yeah.
Oh, fines.
Yeah, we just.
Yeah,
right.
That was my error.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you are. We're all fine.
Yeah, the details back on page 124.
So, public parking fund, 127.
And then the city has set up parking districts in Nye Beach, City Center, and Bayfront. They all have, if you look at the detail sheets, they all have a little bit of money in them for some of the parking efforts that have been ongoing with that effort. And Commissioner Allen's requested an update, which part of discuss a little bit of this
at a work session.
You know, we scheduled it on the chalkboard for the, if you looked at the board.
Based on our discussion I had with someone at a certain event a few weeks ago, yes. Yeah. That's why I put it on the work session.
I didn't allow
I won't go into more detail. So.
Any questions on parking? The next fund is the Agate Beach Closure Fund. Again, that's the fund that we're required to keep for the old dump. And basically all those funds are in contingency in the case there was a major incident that we had to utilize the funds, they could be appropriated by the city council. This is on the blue sheet, page 131.
Beach closure, any comments?
Yeah, that's the basically landfill. It's a reserve that we're required to keep over the former landfill.
Yeah.
And
with the county.
With the county and other players in that as well.
Reserve.
133 housing?
Yeah, that's the next fund that the council opted to put some money in a housing fund to explore concepts such as workforce housing and those sorts of things. That fund, there's also a revolving fund that would be available to assist in those programs, and I'm not that much more familiar with that than that. So,
so Ralph, that's a question.
I recommend that the budget committee consider recommending to the council that the city gets out of the housing business. Number one, I don't think we should be in the housing business.
No, okay.
We got city gets out of the housing business. That's the last item.
And the other half of that, the other half of that, then without having any other remarks, is that if in fact you don't want to do that, at least cut the contribution, which is budgeted at $13,000.
So revisit.
So housing funds on for.
It's a generalist.
General discussion about the housing plan.
Yeah.
And possible elimination of.
That's good. I just was curious what we're doing with that. Okay.
Either complete elimination or reduction in contribution.
Okay.
The next item is the reserve fund. Again, this is the this is where we're placing any funds that are placed in the reserve for specific purposes. Our hope is over time that these reserves will grow so that we're in a cash in a position to pay cash for certain major equipment purchases, such as fire trucks, as we're proposing to do out of this fiscal year, and other sorts of issues. So any funds that are specifically reserved for a specific purpose can be transferred out of the operating fund into this reserve fund. So previously, they were sort of kept in the general fund, and they would sort of disappear, in that process.
When they set up the transit room tax in the 70s, the idea was that these big motels was going to make us have big fancy fire trucks that we didn't need for single-story housing. And we took a lot of that money and put it into a reserve fund to buy in these big fire trucks, the big street sweepers that made the people happy, and all that kind of stuff. But they, where that money all went, I have no idea. But,
So your question is on the history of the reserve fund?
Well, I'm talking about the procedure as to how the idea of a transient room tax was to help the general fund cover the expenses that would these motels and the tourists, in a sense, right, cause to us to have things beyond what a normal town that doesn't have any motels.
Yeah, I think just a quick answer to that, the part that goes to the general fund obviously is a major source of revenue for the general fund. The fire department is a major expense for the general fund, so if there was no room tax, we would not have the fire department that we have today.
Well, you wouldn't have the big equipment you have. You'd have a smaller engine, maybe. Right. But they pretty well look like Toledo's. And I mean, they all have engines today. You don't have the.
There's no cheap engines, no, or small engines.
Okay, moving along. Capital Projects Fund.
The Capital Projects Fund, and I think it's going to be easier to actually look at the capital outlay list sheets that are attached here than going through this fund here, and I would recommend we do that if that's acceptable to the budget committee, unless there's any specific questions on these sheets. But there will be a detail of the projects coming up very quickly.
Okay, so we can come back to this question if the other sheet doesn't satisfy.
And the same would be true with the proprietary capital fund as well.
Yeah,
so except that there was a question on the contingent or the infrastructure fund, and that you can see where that comes into the
question.
138.
What line is it?
It is.
And what page?
611-04316 on page 138.
It's called capital improvement surcharge.
Yeah. Oh, that was, yeah, you're right.
That's the surcharge goes directly into this capital outlay fund.
Thank you. Yes, I got it. That was my question. All right.
And we'll cover these projects right at the end. The last thing is the last fund is the Northside Urban Renewal District, which has been closed out. And the residual funds, the resolution provided that that a portion of those funds would go towards basically, ironically enough, the HVAC system for this building. The residual funds in this fund will go back to the taxing entities that contributed to it. And basically, the only residual funds coming into this funds are delinquent taxes paid after the tax levy was closed out in 2010 and 11. So 2010-11 was last year. There was a levy for this district. As people paid delinquent taxes, if they're still coming in, an amount was designated to finish one of the projects that was identified in the plan, which was the HVAC system for this building, and then the residual gets sent back to the taxing entities. And at this, based on the council's action in the fall, county will not be sending any of the delinquent money back to us other than our share of delinquent money going forward. So. South Beach Urban Renewal, again, is projects that are identified in the capital outlay will go through separately. This is the source of funds coming in to that. We are proposing in this next fiscal year borrow $5.4 million for the projects that will be completed in this urban renewal district coming up beginning 2015 and beyond.
On this page 148, you say loan proceeds. Don't you sell bonds for urban renewal bonds?
Yes.
Yeah, that title is a generic title in there.
But those are the bonds that would be purchased.
Yeah.
So,
we'll make sure that's the bond.
Okay, I'd like a reality check. I think we're all kind of hot and tired. So 5 minutes, I'd like really to wrap it up, but we still, so I'm wondering what was crucial about what we haven't covered yet.
Okay, the crucial thing is capital outlay and equipment.
Okay.
Because the next sheets in here are summary funds, and that's just looking at the budget from a more summarized basis. But we've reviewed all the detail there. There's a schedule for transfers between various funds, and this year we want to make sure they all match. Last year there were issues with that. If you go to the sheet called Capital Equipment Project Schedules, and again, we're beyond the page numbers here, but the heading that will say Capital Equipment Project Schedules.
And we had replacement sheets for the that was what we got replacement sheets for.
Yeah. So if you look at the first page under this sheet, these are the capital outlay equipment requests. And then the, these are the funded projects.
Yeah.
But I think
Schedule A is the summary.
Okay, the Schedule A is the summary. Okay, go to Schedule B. And this will show what was requested for equipment, what's funded in the proposed budget. So if you go to Schedule B,
my question is something else.
Yes.
So Mark.
So I've been looking hard, and I still don't find the Cheryl. Yeah,
we're going to have a report where that is. It's already on the list.
So it's mixed in with something at this point.
We're going to spend time figuring it out tonight. So nonetheless, we'll tell you Wednesday where it's at. So
I have a question for you next week as well. Can you just provide the relationship between the South Beach Urban Renewal Construction Fund and the bonded debt and the debt fund, because there's an overlap, and I just want to make sure how those two are coordinating.
Okay. So construction and debt.
Right, and just the overlap and how those two are coordinating between
each
other. The money there.
Well, I know, but I think it'd be good to have a.
So is everyone on schedule? On that. Is everyone on schedule B?
The new one, right? The new schedule.
Yes. Yeah. So if you look at Schedule B, for example, in the police department, you can see $180,000 was requested for vehicles. The recommended or the proposed budget is funding $135,000. So there was a reduction of one vehicle in that request for this year's budget that was included in. If you look, and there's no line in the city manager proposed, then those items are not being appropriated for this fiscal year. So you can see the items that are being budgeted, those items that were requested that were not budgeted in this budget.
I have a question about the second page of Schedule A. Fourth up from the bottom. Southeast Overage of John Moore Drive, Outlaw, Embarcadero.
Yeah, that's the sewer, and we'll see the detail of that project is.
Is in here?
Yeah. Okay. And that's basically that storm sewer issue that's occurring on Bay Street from Fogarty to heading to the Embarcadero area. And so that's part of a major bonded project that would be funded through the one of the revolving state revolving funds.
That whole intersection of John Moore Drive and Bay Boulevard is part of this,
correct?
How do you pay for that?
That's an excellent question that I can't answer right now. But
Spencer, if the chief of police asks for two police cars, who makes the decision to reduce it to one?
Basically, the departments all request purchases, then I have to make a recommendation.
Well, you make the decision.
Yeah, so that's my decision. So,
give me some input into why you would not offer him two.
We don't have enough money.
Oh, it's got to be better now. if the chief of police says he needs two police cars, that's important.
He went from four, but the chief says he needs two fire engines.
Well, that's important too. Yeah, I'd like to know why, you know, we say, well, we're not going to do that. We've been doing that for a long time. Five, six years in a row, they've been saying no.
Yeah, well, this year we're proposing three cars for the police department. Four were requested. And talking to the chief, he can get by.
So he didn't just request two.
No, you requested four.
All right, fine. He's got enough cards in.
Never enough. Four?
I just have a question on what something is. About two-thirds of the way down on the exhibit, or Schedule A, you have bonded debt fund. The second entry is WTF, hallway expansion. What in the world is WTF?
Water treatment facility.
Oh, facility.
Yeah.
Great, thank you.
Yeah, the equipment is on the first two sheets here. You can see what's proposed to be spent and not spent. Actually, on the first three sheets on Schedule B.
What I would suggest at this point, because there's probably some other questions on this, that we spend a little bit of time going through this now that we understand the layout. Mm-hmm. And at the beginning of, if you have a question for Spencer, get it to him by 9 o'clock tomorrow, but that we start in and maybe do a quick review of the cap, because these are pretty straightforward in terms of information.
If you look at Schedule C, mm-hmm. And I'll just give you a little introduction to that. Same program, fire training facility updates, $125,000 was requested, $20,000 is part of the budget. Again, in that situation, the fire chief said, we can get by and do $20,000 worth of work for this year. So, and you look at other things that were requested and not funded, that's how these sheets are structured. So if you want to, if you have any questions on that or want anything added to the list, if you want to do that via email to me, we can certainly do that so we can cover those items for Wednesday's meeting.
And I think we can just do a quick, at the end of the next budget meeting, a quick review of those as a starting point. We also did not get to the discussion of the financial policy,
right.
The inappropriate fund balance and contingencies. Do we want to start in at the next budget meeting with that discussion?
Yeah, I think that'd be appropriate. And that That really doesn't require any action until the last meeting, so hopefully we'll have one more time to chat about it then.
Okay. If there's no other questions, I'm sure there are other questions, but they're not here tonight. The hearing is closed for the day and will be open next week. Thank you, everybody.
Just continuing.
Thank you.
Yeah, technically you're continuing the meeting.
I'm continuing the hearing.
These are live.
Yeah. 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 Yeah